A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bad girl boss drip. Yeah. Bad girl boss drip. I keep it 100, 365. Squad of bad girls and they down to ride. I'm a CEO, I was born to shine. I'm a girl boss till I die. I got the ice, I got the crib. I got my day one girls in the whip. I got the cash, I got the hits. And you're gonna need a bucket for all this drip. Bad girl boss drip. Bad girl boss drip. Bad girl boss drip.
I'm a bad bitch.
I wear stilettos. I'm gonna go sell houses. It's in Orange County. I drive an orange car.
I'm by the beach. I'm a bitch. I'm a beach bitch. Yeah.
Everyone I know is a Republican. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah. Selling the OC.
Selling the OC.
Welcome to the OC.
Oh, this is in a way, it's a similar vibe to Selling Sunset. But in a different way, it is a completely
it's a very different show. We you know what, this shows that we should actually be more concise these episodes, because we're recording episode 1 and 2 again because it didn't record. Hasn't happened to us a lot in our history.
Yeah, someone
of podcasting.
Someone, my vocals were there. Someone else's weren't.
I think you pressed the button when you were flailing around trying to get comfortable on my couch.
It was you.
So anyway. We're here.
So, yeah,
again.
We recorded. We're recording both these episodes again. So we'll be more concise, hopefully.
I mind a little bit because we don't have a lot of time, but I don't. I would be upset if this was a 90-day tell-all of this season.
Oh, fuck you. And I would never want to talk about those people again.
It just shows you how happy that I am to talk about this show. You said it's nice to have a break. You said that last episode.
It is. And it's nice to. It's nice to not do a docu-series. This is. All these Adam DeVello shows, The Hills, Selling Sunset, The Real OC, these are very massaged storylines, and it's obvious.
Well, sorry, y'all. We're going to keep saying, you said when we recorded this before, say that again because I enjoyed it. But you did talk, a lot of people don't know kind of the history of Adam DeVello.
Okay.
You brought that up. I think it's a good point. It's like a...
Remember that Adam DeVello, his big hit was Laguna Beach, The Real OC with Lauren Conrad and Kristen and Steven and all the other...
What's his name? The woman who got her jaw done that's really big now and she's married to that guy, Spencer...
Heidi, that was The Hills. That was the sequel. Okay.
That was this. So I didn't know The Hills was the sequel to Laguna Beach, OC?
Yes.
Really?
You troglodyte. Yes.
I didn't know that.
How do you know so little about what happened in the aughts? So where were you?
there was a lot going on. That's true. So wait a minute. So you mean...
Laguna Beach, The Real OC was the first one.
So, Lauren Conrad, the thing is that she moved up to the hills.
Yes, she moved up to the hills into L.A. and working for Kelly Catrone and Whitney. I'm not explaining any of this. You can do your own research. I'm not explaining the world. Because I'm not going to. These are things that our listeners already know. So why am I going to explain to you things they already know?
Okay, is Kelly Catrone a fashion?
She's a clothes person. She was horrible.
Oh.
Wonderful television. But her and Whitney and Lowe and all of
Whitney.
Her friends and Audrina, and they were all friends.
Audrina's
That's where we met Brody
right?
Jenner. Yeah, Seedling Eyes. Yeah.
Yeah. God, yeah. Brody Jenner was hot.
He still is.
Still is.
Although he's... I'm still convinced the next girlfriend of Brody Jenner, even though he's trying to, he's 40 now, she's still going to be 25. It's just,
you know what? Yeah. I give him a pass for having that person as a father.
I get it. Yeah.
And I say father because he still calls Caitlyn dad.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, The Hills was, that's when we were first introduced to Heidi and Spencer.
Okay.
And but that was an Adam DeVallo show.
So the famous people from Laguna OC were
kind of
Lauren Conrad.
Yes.
And who else?
Lo Bosworth.
Don't know her.
Kristen Cavallari.
Heard of her. She looks like a blonde woman. That's all I know.
You know God. Like, the thing is, how you what? Avoided that. It's kind of weird. You actually did weren't into reality TV until I kind of dragged you into it, though.
This is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're welcome, everyone.
I was into competition shows. Like, I watched Project Runway and that kind of stuff.
Right.
That's what. But no, not rather. Yeah, that's true. Sorry, Mom. This is why I'm here, because of this bitch.
So, you're welcome. But I was going to say, we're kind of returning to the OC, which is interesting, after selling Sunset and shows like it. And these are, y'all, these are shows that are heavily produced
checking, okay.
And heavily edited. And Selling Sunset obviously was the story of a young, bright-eyed Peggy Sawyer from Grover's Corners, USA, Chrishell, who mm-hmm. comes to this place to sell real estate. She was a soap star before that, but it's kind of like she was the lead. And she was the princess who could kind of do no wrong. She was sweet, mm-hmm. and that was the way we were selling her.
Mm-hmm.
And this show is very different because we have, number one, we have a lead. The lead is kind of Alex Hall, who we meet, who is already a woman, single mom with two kids. And doesn't have, has kind of an edge to her, which I like. I actually like Alex Hall.
No, I do too.
We're confronted with some stuff in the first and second episodes where Alex Hall might actually be, not be who we think she is.
It might be shit stirring. We don't.
Yeah.
It's a very different, well, as you said, again,
very different than a lot of other
people are
Adam DeVallo shows.
It's not people in their 20s.
No.
A lot of them already have kids. And also I was talking about,
it's like for Alexander Rose. I think she's probably 24.
Yeah, I think so. But we were talking about last episode, or when we did it the first time, Orange County is just a different vibe. And, you know, like, to talk about politics real quick,
if you
we normally
do
don't.
Not know the California geography of Southern California,
largest Republican donor in the country,
very
is
different
Orange
than
County.
The liberal bastion of Los Angeles County.
Because, and like, we talk about, like,
and it's for just Orange County, by the way, if you want to know, is just directly south of Los Angeles County.
But it's like, it's called, what's it called, behind the
orange curtain.
Behind the orange curtain. That's what LA people say, and then Orange County people are snobby about LA.
So even why would I go there?
Even for the Oppenheimer brothers to probably open up this space, there was probably some people like, what are these people
doing?
A lot
of red tape, yeah.
And yes, a lot of red tape. But it's also that you'll notice, like we talked about, this fashion's different on this show.
Yes.
It's not,
it's slightly
not
understated, slightly more opulent, but in a more, and I'm not saying it's generic way, but in a little more, I would call it a little more ready to wear.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fashion
much
here.
Much more Dior rather than like Versace.
Yes. Gucci.
God, that was gay.
It was gay, but I know exactly what you're talking about. There's no Christine Quinn fashion moments with these people.
And I don't know if we're going to have that. I think it's going to be much more about, definitely, I think, for once, I'm actually somewhat interested in these houses because they're fucking jaw-dropping.
They're gorgeous, and it's not that those white boxes that we see in The Hills.
No.
Or in Selling Sunset.
Like, real money, y'all. Like, beyond.
Yeah, this is generational wealth we're seeing. Orange County has been a wealth bastion for a while.
For a long, long time.
I don't know, just to get political one more time, I don't know if you guys know. You know, California is known as the most liberal state in the country now. People say, I don't want to become California. But it didn't used to be that way.
No.
Ronald Reagan. And so California used to be quite a Republican state.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the center of that support was Orange County.
Was Orange County, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
So it's kind of interesting to see. And I don't think we'll see any politics overtly in this show.
No, because there was also, too, a lot of people forget about, there was a lot of oil in California yes. with Doheny and all that, and a lot of those people that were that type of generational moved to Orange County because LA City was becoming honestly a lot too integrated.
It was
too many people of color,
and there was more immigration.
And Orange County is. It's a little better, but it's a very white town.
You can create bastions of privilege in Orange yes. County easier.
So anyway, we're not saying putting our opinion, but we're just saying that's the world we're in, yeah. and it's important to talk about that.
And you'll hear two names bandied about of where things are. There's Newport Beach.
Oh yeah, I'm glad you brought this up.
And then there's Laguna Beach. So these are not monoliths, but we're gonna generalize them. So don't come at me if you live in Newport. You're like, you got it wrong. Again, the show is generalizing them in a certain way. Newport is very much almost like a slice of New England. Of coastal New England on the California coast, mm-hmm. very preppy, very much upper crust. Laguna's a little beachier, still tons of money, but Laguna is where Elsie and her family were.
It's more, I would say, whereas Newport is like East Coast preppy,
yeah.
Laguna is more that boho chic beach vibe.
Yeah.
Like we meet Gio. Gio is Newport.
Is Newport.
Like he personifies what Newport's all about.
He is a tool. They're right.
God. He's cute. But doesn't he look just he looks like the poster boy for this is someone who does cocaine.
He does.
I mean, he looks like American Psycho guy.
But do you
perfect hair. Perfect cute high school boy hair.
Does.
I didn't say that last time. I'm glad I did this time.
There's something about his face. There's a little bit of fillers that's happened.
Yeah.
But I wonder what it looked like before that. Because it's almost too sculpted.
He looks too Ken.
Yeah.
I bet he was prettier, probably.
Yeah. Because I don't think the other men on the show have had a lot of work done.
No.
Yeah.
You got very angry with me when we did this first episode. Sorry, y'all missed a
poodle. No, because
they all look the same. All the hot guys look the same to me.
And that's why I'm saying.
Except for Gio. He looks plastic, I will say.
I just think that the men, I think the three men look very different besides Gio.
Taylor, Austin.
Tyler.
Trevor, whatever.
Tyler. Now, they all have generic names. Tyler, Austin, and Sean.
They all just look like soap stars. Like confusing soap stars to me.
Okay, I could see that. But I'm saying the idea that they all look alike is not true because they all have very different hair.
I confuse them. I don't know why.
Because you're not into white guys.
That's not true.
Come on.
No, I've dated plenty of white men. Hey, I didn't get...
Okay.
What? I didn't get HPV for nothing.
Wow. I'd love to go back in your dating history. And
my
just
asshole
check.
Is a United Colors of Benetton.
We'll check through that, or go back to things that you've said on the podcast. That's all I'd have to do.
Well, I'm not saying that I've had preferences, but you know, come one, come all. No, literally, that's what the sign said when I was single.
I guarantee you, after watching a couple episodes, you will not have that problem.
All right.
But do you find the women hard to discern as well?
No, maybe I'm just used to looking at discerning vipers on reality TV.
Right.
Because that's what's different about this show. Selling Sunset is all women.
Yeah.
And it's kind of putting the Oppenheimer brothers on this pedestal. This is not that way. This is a
Oppenheimer.
What did I say?
Oppenheimer.
It's the same.
No, one is like the inventor of the Manhattan Project. They are not the same.
But if they're Oppenheim, if they're two O's, then it's Oppenheimers. It's like a plural.
No, it would be the Oppenheims. That's a plural.
Well...
Someone make a graphic of Jason and Brett in white coats with a mushroom cloud behind us.
It's kind of what they did to
the
Orange
Oppenheimer
County.
Group.
Oh boy. But very different for Selling OC because there's men, this is co-ed. We see like what the what is the interplay of just, it's just very different when they go to parties and all this stuff of these beautiful women with these beautiful men. It's just, it's a different show. I think it's a very different show, like you said.
I think it's also, we're now dealing with, later on we have two women, the starter demonic twins of Jarvis and Rose.
Yes.
Who, beginning Hydra, as we said, the kind of, the Heathers, who say, we're the highest female selling agents in the office.
Gio, and I'm thinking, he's the highest.
Why bother? Why put it, why not say we're the second highest?
Because it's a boys' club.
I know, but I'm saying it'd be nice to reference that.
Yeah.
And the show, it's to be a show that counts itself as so self-aware.
But again, this is Orange County. It's way, I think that the male privilege doesn't get as checked as readily as it does for Selling Sunset.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
No, I'm not. I'm just pointing that out, that I think we'll see a bit more of that boys club vibe this season. Maybe not, but I think that would happen.
I'm saying I hope the show, even people like Alex Hall, try to address that, to address it in the show.
I hope so. Maybe they'll have a reunion of this, because they did a Selling Sunset.
Maybe.
I hope they have Dan France again. He was a great host.
Maybe. We won't know. We did get these episodes early, unlike a lot of other people whose shows we cover who won't get our episodes
don't
early.
Don't email us back. But anyway, so.
Thank you, Netflix.
Yes. And so Gio drives up in his orange car because it's orange. Y'all, this first house, it's a $106 million house. So as he says, no one without a B before their name is looking
a
at
clientele.
This home.
Yeah.
That's not a bitch. That's not a bottom.
Billionaire.
Because I know someone just went, Carl, what's a B before your name, Brenda? You have to be Brenda to buy this house? No.
So it's Alex Hall, Brandy, and Gio looking at this $106 million house. And it is obviously, and Gio's like, this is definitely one of the top five houses I've ever seen. And the real estate other listers like, come again? This is the best house you've
Y'all,
ever seen.
This house has like a glass staircase with a glass bottom with the ocean.
There is a retractable ceiling with a movable bed so you can move around to see stars. Like a fucking observatory.
And like a fucking observatory.
My jaw dropped.
This house is, that is what's cool. And we see another house later that Gio, that is a kind of a jaw-dropping house as well. You're right. All the ones on Selling Sunset are just like basic fucking block houses.
We never talked about those houses. But these houses we will talk about because this is much more, this is full on lifestyles of the rich and famous.
It's like my friend.
Is he alive?
No, he's dead.
Robin Leach?
Yeah, Robin Leach is dead.
Okay. Maybe. Well, no. if he isn't, he is now.
Hey, Siri, is Robin Leach dead? I know he is. I'm pretty sure, positive he is.
Okay, I found this on the web for, is Robin Leach dead? Check it out.
Oh, yeah, he died in 2018.
Okay. Whew.
Not on us. So they're looking at this house. That's kind of where you end. The house has parking for 25 cars.
I can't imagine.
I can't get over that.
There's also this huge private garden.
You can invite the whole football team over.
They could all park. There would be no carpooling.
Yeah.
They could each bring a couple people.
Oh, my God. And then the bed could spin around so they could all just bukkake you.
They could bring the offensive line.
Yes. You finally could fuck the whole team because the defensive line.
And there's plenty of parking.
You could even bring the refs.
And a camera crew.
Yeah, exactly. That's always there. You'd make the crew walk up the hill.
It's true. No.
You'd say, I'm paying you. You don't pay for your parking.
So we're meeting everybody later on, you guys. Let's just quickly.
Oh, at the office. Let's just fucking desk.
This is this
all
you can,
there.
You can already tell we're in Orange County because everything is huge. The buildings, there's a lot more space.
Yeah.
The building is enormous.
Yeah. Orange County wasn't developed until like more the 50s, right?
Yeah, 40s and 50s.
Yeah. So Because is Anaheim considered? It's not Orange County.
That's Anaheim is Orange County.
Yeah, it is Orange. Yeah, so
Disney World. So, Disneyland.
Yeah, that was like, y'all, in the 30s, this was
that was
all,
the beginning.
It was fucking orange groves. That's why it was called Orange County. So yeah, there's just, you're right. Everything is bigger there.
Yeah. Everything's bigger in Orange County.
Why haven't you fucked some guy, rich guys in Orange County? There's got to be some gay guys.
Yeah, I don't really jive. We don't have share the same opinions about a lot of things.
Well, but still, we could be doing this podcast on a retractable roof.
Yeah.
Or in a retractable roof.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't get down there too much.
Maybe you
last
should.
Last time I went down there, it was to go to a private yacht club. And I was told to take my hand off of the guy I was dating.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because people were uncomfortable by it?
Yes. By someone else in the group.
You should have sucked it up and married him. We could be, you could own the yacht now.
We're talking sweaters around the neck, you guys.
So I'm glad you bring that. This is just, it is a very conservative culture.
Very much. Very much
so it'll be interesting. I don't know if we'll see that a lot in the show, but I think.
I don't know. I think
it's important to acknowledge where people live in that area.
Yeah. So Gio, we mentioned Gio, and Gio's like, their catchphrase is Gio's like, out of a 10, my comp is at a 15. I drive an orange Porsche as an homage to Orange County. Or he said, actually, what he said, homage towards Orange County. And I'm like, that's actually incorrect construction grammarly. That homage good, to something. It? Yeah.
Y'all, Gio's not gay.
He
you
just,
can't tell.
You can't tell.
He's just
so pretentious. It's hard to tell.
He's just so pretentious. You can't tell. Yeah.
As an homage. I'd never heard a straight man say that word gayer.
It's true. So they're having their office meeting.
But we're talking about the rest of the people.
Oh, you want to talk about the cast?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, sure.
We have Brandy, who is a black woman.
Yep.
Who is retired. Her husband is a retired overseas basketball player, we find out later.
Mm-hmm. She has two kids.
Yes.
Cute kids.
Alex Hall, who we talked about, is kind of the de facto lead.
Alex, she's a white woman.
Yeah, she's brown-haired.
Well, blondish brown.
She's brunette.
You feel like brunette? I feel like it was a dark blonde. Well, now
really?
I'm going to look up.
No, she's brunette. Her background, she said, was Italian.
Let me see.
No, she's a brunette. It may be lightened a little bit, but she's a brunette. You can tell she's a brunette. All her facial features are that.
I mean, she is, but she has, but she, no, I'm going to say she's a, I actually think her hair is a dirty blonde. That's not brunette to me.
But that, I
guess. Because she puts the highlights in the front.
But okay.
It's like a Chrishell color. Chrishell isn't like dark brown. It's like she gets it highlights. So
you can tell
blonde.
She's a brunette before highlights.
Yeah, in real life. But, you know, in pictures, like, she looks blondish.
I guess.
Yeah.
This is a stupid thing to disagree about,
well,
but who cares? Anyway, the next.
There's Kayla.
Kayla, who is, I think, a Latina woman.
We don't know. She's of color.
Yeah.
Like, she's Latino or...
And we're saying this, you guys,
because it's Orange County.
It's Orange County. And so it's actually a big deal to have this many people of color on your staff.
Because a lot of real estate agencies in Orange County, I guarantee you, are just...
White.
Yeah.
And
blonde.
And Orange County is extremely... When people of color do live there, it's extremely segregated.
Yeah.
Like in Downey, where you have Downey is almost exclusively Latino.
Yeah.
Or Latinx populations and certain areas. But then there are certain areas that are almost exclusively white.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is that way where it's like you go to L.A., L.A. is not – there's obviously areas in L.A., but there's much more – so Orange County's not that way.
Every big city is gentrified in this
anyway,
way.
Come at us, Orange County. But maybe we're wrong, but this is kind of our experience.
My experience.
I mean, we both have been down there a lot.
Yeah.
And know people
we can only speak to our experience. If you tell us we're wrong, I would say – we would just say, this is our experience.
Well, if you tell us we're wrong on this, Poodle's going to say, prove me wrong.
No, it's not even that. Say you can come to me with your experience and say, actually –
I don't think
the
we have a bunch
say
of people
that.
From Orange County that listen to us.
You'd be surprised.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
You'd be surprised.
Maybe. I thought when you called it the orange curtain, they just went
off.
Behind
the orange curtain is a very common phrase.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's true. I've heard it.
I've gigged in Orange County a lot.
A lot.
So yeah. I know those areas down there.
Because they pay the best.
They do.
You drive a fucking hour and a
half. Fuck yeah, I will. Fuck yeah, I will.
Okay.
The next, let me keep going.
Yes.
So Kayla is talking about, she's the, Brandy is the newest, I believe.
Brandy is the newest. Yeah. You see that
and,
Alex talks about that.
And Kayla says she's been doing a lot of door knocking and cold calling to get new.
Because they're talking about this in a team meeting.
Yeah. We have Sean, who we find out later is at least queer or bi, because I date both guys and girls, and they're both equally
He's hot,
nervous.
And Poodle needs to get on it.
He is. He's
so
the cutest guy on the
show. So we can do this
show
in a studio.
Him and Tyler are the cutest guys in the show. And we have Tyler, who is kind of a surfer, Orange County legacy. His father had done real estate for a long time, which is he kind of fell into. He is married to actress Brittany Snow.
Y'all, Sean's on, but Tyler and the other guy are both models.
Definitely.
They're actually like
Austin.
With,
Austin
they're both
and Tyler.
Like, I think like with Wilhelmina models.
Sean probably is too.
Probably.
Yeah.
They all just model.
Yeah.
I will say we are at that age where all of my actor friends are starting to become real estate agents.
Oh, totally.
That is a rite of passage in Los Angeles, y'all.
Also in New York, during the pandemic, all Broadway actors became real estate agents. They all got their real estate
and
license.
I think some of them are like, I'm doing this. I'm like, don't feel bad about it. I don't judge anyone who's fucking making money and putting food on the table.
I think it's a great thing to do. You just need to know my parents. I mean, you have your aunts are both in real estate. My parents were real estate agents. That's how they left. I grew up in it, and it's a hard job.
Yeah.
You are not around for your kids a lot.
Polly said it's voted the happiest job. She says that later.
I don't know where she got that.
I don't know where she got
Polly
that either.
Polly is the British girl. And everyone has Polly. We can't even understand you. Polly is not Eliza Doolittle, y'all.
No, but they act like but Alex. Act is like, what are you saying,
Polly? She go dead, get it gone.
I just sold your house over $1 million. That is not how she speaks.
But she's not the beggar woman in Sweeney Todd.
Hey, mischief. Hey, daddy, would you like a little bit? Yeah.
At one point, Alex looks at her and she says, "I can't read this."
No one. And like Polly says something so clearly, and it may be in a British accent, but everyone's like, "Polly, I can't understand a word you're
what
saying."
What are you saying, Polly? Again, maybe they're not used to accents in Orange County, but she just sold over $1 million, so she rings the bell.
I love Polly.
I love her. She is kind of like, again, nobody's exactly cookie color like the way on Selling Sunset, but Polly is. Got an Amanza vibe, Amanza vibe, with a little bit of, what's her name, who moved to Miami?
Maya.
She's kind of like a combo of them, like, keeps it real, but she has some bite in her words and has no time for bullshit.
The two
I like her.
Villains are the twin Alexandras.
Where's the music from those hyenas from The Lion King? I feel like we need that. Are those
Be
eels?
Be prepared.
Or the background music for the eels from Little Mermaid.
This is Alexandra Rose and Alexander Jarvis, who will be referred to as Rose and Jarvis for us from now on. That's how
I'll
they're
try.
Referred to. Please, I'm begging you.
I like saying their names. Alexander Jarvis.
But know that Rose is young and blonde, very, very young looking.
Kind of, what did I say she looked like? It was a good description. Because she kind of, the way she does her makeup and she's so wide-eyed. Shit.
I can't remember.
Oh. She kind of, but what I'm thinking of now, you know those cloud people on Super Mario Brothers?
She does look like a cloud person.
If a cloud person did drag, that would look like Alexander Rose.
Accurate.
That's actually more accurate than what I said the first
Jarvis
time.
Jarvis is very much tall, statuesque. Her face looks like it's been put in a vice, but in a very attractive way.
That is true. That is very true.
Like it's thinned out.
And it doesn't really, she's had a lot of good work. Because her face never moves, y'all. Either that or she is so robotic and frozen. Yeah. She does not let you see her sweat.
No, she's had work, but it's good work, and it doesn't look unnatural.
She's cunning, y'all.
She's terrifying.
She is the Shere Khan of this group.
Yeah. Shere Khan.
Oh, love Shere Khan in the Jungle Book. Did you kind of want to have sex with Shere
yes.
Khan?
Yes. Okay. Who didn't?
Yes.
Who would want to fuck a hot tiger?
Okay. That's what I thought. Even when they did the live action one, I was like, he's still hot.
Y'all, you need to admit, Shere Khan turned you on. We all need to admit.
This did not happen on the first episode.
No. So,
this pillow.
I think that's all for the cast. We'll talk about more. Austin is kind of a barbells for brains meathead who has kids that he's trying to do real estate for his family.
He looks like he loves Coke too.
Yeah, he does.
Like we find out that he, when they go to a party, he says, you know, he's married and everything, but he still goes out and has fun, and it's fun to flirt.
Yeah, it's gonna go well.
That's what's different about this show, y'all. Because it's
flirting with each other.
We said at the end of episode one, you see, this season, there's going to be problems with the devil.
One woman is called a husband fucker. Something I've heard knocked on my door and screamed through it. It's the only way I can really climax is that being yelled at me.
Omar, are you with that whore again?
Husband fucker! Okay, I'm done. Get out, Omar. Okay, I'm done. Leave.
Go back to your husband.
Exactly. No, your wife.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
Anyway. So, the Oppenheimer trolls. Now I'm saying Oppenheimer. The little people are down there on stools so they can be taller than everyone else.
They have their meeting. Nothing really happens. They do this meeting just for us to get in to meet everyone.
It's a great way to see people. And there's an opening party coming up, you guys. And the only thing we need to know is let's talk about Rose and Jarvis's. Y'all, they've only been working together. They're like, you get two for one with us.
You do. Well, before that, just because we didn't talk about this, we see alliances, because I think this is important. Kayla and Alex Hall are friends. Like, Kayla, and because we see first, we see Kayla and Alex looking at a house together, and Kayla talks about how Alex has helped her.
Right.
And really mentored her in this process.
That is their, like, their allies.
They get in this bathtub, and, like, it's funny because, like, Kayla said, they're out on the balcony. She's like, oh, it's pretty. It's golden hour. And Alex is like, I don't care about that. I care about fucking happy hour.
Before we talk about that, we're going to take a quick break. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love
love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, Queens.
So yeah, so they look, so you need to know that, but now let's talk about the Alexes, and because they have a little.
No, you can't say Alexes, because there's three of them. So well, you said Rose and
Jarvis. I feel like
Jarvis.
You could say the Alexes and you mean, because Alex
No, there's the Alexandras. You can say that. That's what I was trying to make it easy by saying Rose and Jarvis, and you refuse to do that.
Well, then what do we need to call them a duo, because it's
the Heathers.
That, okay, fine, but it wasn't clear.
That movie.
I have seen that movie.
Good.
I finally saw it last year.
First time for everything.
Yeah.
But
I don't love the Heathers. We'll work on it, but I'll use that for now.
Well, what would you rather?
I want to think on it.
So maybe instead of rejecting something,
doing what you do,
come up with something better.
So what you do?
Well, no, I just know I can come up with something
How
better.
How many times have you rejected something and then looked at me and just said, "Do better"?
Well, it's because it's inferior. So I know in my I won't do that unless I can come up with something better.
But no, that's not true. Gary, roll the tape.
Gary's drunk. so they're in some place like, we're unstoppable. Look at this body of the statue. That's Zeus. He's hot.
She's into the statue.
Yeah, she's dumb.
This house is ridiculous. This guy has a pen collection.
One of these belonged to Abraham Lincoln.
Like, Abraham fucking Lincoln.
Rose is like, is that our first president?
And not even like... The difference of like Christine Quinn, Christine would roll her eyes and go, oh my gosh, no.
You are George. Stupid.
Jarvis just goes in all dead face seriousness. No, that was George Washington.
And doesn't want to
keep
make
walking,
her.
Keep walking,
want
keep
to
walking.
Alienate her friend. Yo, it's a party. Pizza party. At Alex Hall's house.
We did sing the pizza party song.
I love the pizza party. My mother never let us have it. Because my mother said the game wasn't difficult. She's like, you do that with index cards.
I never played that game. What is the whole point of pizza party?
I'm not sure.
Do I need to order it for you like Valentine's so you can relive a part of your childhood?
No, I was never allowed to have games I said that weren't complicated or that didn't take a long time to play. Because my mother said, if you're going to play a board game, you need to keep you busy for a while.
Oh, so she could have rest.
Yes.
So she loved Monopoly.
No, the whole point of my mother buying us things was to keep us busy. That's the whole point. Why would you otherwise? Why do you buy your children anything? It's not so they can enjoy it. It's keep them quiet for a while.
Do you think your mother, if there were iPads, she just would have let you play for
hours? Totally. I don't judge any parent who gives their kid an iPad.
I don't either, especially after the pandemic.
I just know when I'm in the car with two nephews and a niece, and if I'm in the car with all three of them, two of them have to have an iPad.
Well, what if you don't, though? The three of you could have, like, that's a moment.
There's no such thing.
You could have stimulating conversation.
Nope. They scream at one another.
No, you could play I Spy and look out at things and just build imaginative exercises.
You did not grow up. You did not have to do the... No.
Okay.
No. Not with the youngest.
Oh.
That's not how it works. And they're so loud. They're so loud.
Would you just scream. Would you just put children into the Matrix if you could?
Anyway. we're having a pizza party.
Pizza party.
And I mentioned on the other show.
This is where we meet Sean, actually. So Sean, it's Polly, it's Alex, and it's Tyler, again, who's married to Brittany Snow.
No, Tyler's not there.
Well, yeah, I put Tyler is very
is
happily married to Brittany Snow. Yeah.
I thought they were just talking about him. I don't think he's there.
No, he comes up.
Oh. Yeah, maybe he does.
Yeah.
He's just quiet. Anyway, Sean's like, I've tried dating girls, and they're all equally crazy.
He's like, but I'm older now. I'm 29. Jesus.
I'm sorry. If you look like that, and you say, I am over dating, I just want to strangle you.
Wait. That is...
Not in a bad way.
Okay.
I want to end their lives.
Okay.
So not in a sexual way.
So you just need to say kill you then because
I want to murder
not...
them through strangling.
Okay, yeah,
that's
just...
different than choking.
Okay.
Very different.
Okay.
Strangulation's different.
All right.
I don't need a hosiery around my neck. That's strangling for
me. Okay. I'm learning too much about you. Please keep going.
Although a little bit of light pulling.
Please keep going.
So they are, they're talking about relationships and who's dating someone. And Polly said, this is our way. It's kind of like a very heavy-handed way of getting to know everyone.
Yes.
That happens in a lot of Adam DeBello shows. And Polly says, basically, it's like, here's my trauma. This is that kind of game.
Yeah.
Polly's
like,
all of my 20s, I was married. And we took vows. And I was faithful. He wasn't. He liked sex workers.
Well, she said prostitutes.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then she said, thanks for that.
Kayla basically says, I've never been in a relationship. And it is. It's like we're giving very, very personal material out unorganically, which I'm all for.
You know, yeah.
And it's then we have someone like Austin who's like, oh, he's like, she's basically said, I got pregnant at 17. Austin's like, oh my God, what'd you do with the baby? Like, he's like, well, my parents kicked me out. Oh my God, why'd they do that?
Just meathead. So,
oh my God, people do that to their kids?
That's awful. What happened to Kayla is that she got pregnant.
This is reprehensible.
She was going to put the baby up for adoption because her parents said, you have to give the baby up for adoption to move out. At 7 months, she realized, living with her parents, she can't give up her child, which happens a lot. Her parents promptly drove her to a shelter and kicked her out, and she was on her own.
Yep.
There's a special place in hell for these parents. Like, it's horrible.
Yeah. So it's not the fact that the parents mandated she give her child up for adoption. It's the fact that when she decided she did not want to, the parents disowned her.
In her, like, probably neediest, most vulnerable time in her life.
And
so she did everything. She's like, I've done everything myself.
Yeah.
She still has her son. Like, she's a self-made person.
Then they bring up Jarvis and Rose, and
Alex is crying, by the way.
And yes, about the story.
Oh, Polly's like, who does she say?
Polly says Jarvis, and they're like, why do you? She's like, oh, I hate her. And they're asked, Polly, why do you hate her? And she's like, because she's the worst person in the fucking world.
So she
worst person in the fucking world.
Does she say? But it's Jarvis, not Rose. That's
right,
what I was confused on. Okay, so Polly hates Jarvis. Kayla thinks Jarvis is cool as fuck.
Yeah, I think this is, I don't think she knows her.
She says that her and Rose, Kayla says Rose and I were close, but not anymore. Because she said, basically, I was excited to work with her. She said, and then, but we hear Rose is talking to Jarvis about Kayla. So it's that intercut between both. And so Rose is saying, well, she's saying, I feel like Kayla totally used me.
She used and abused me.
And basically, Rose feels like they spread rumors that she sleeps around to get listings.
Yeah, and Alex even mentions this.
Alex Paul mentions that.
And she's like, yeah, come on, a $20 million listing from door knocking? Come on.
She's like, yeah, you got that from knocking them boots.
Yes.
And so Kayla's like, well, she basically, Kayla also says, is it Rose or Jarvis? I think she said Jarvis has a crush on Austin.
Rose, I think.
I thought it was Jarvis. One of them has a crush. They were all intertalking between each other.
No, here it is. Kayla says, Rose talks shit about every single person, not you, Austin. She has a crush on you.
Yes. Okay. So it's Rose has a crush on Austin.
Y'all,
I know it's fucking middle school drama, but that's the show. But Kayla's upset because she said, Rose called me
a fucking bitch.
She was talking, basically, she said she was talking shit about all the other agents. I went to Jason and I said, fix this or I will.
Yes.
I know Jason talked to Kayla, and that's when she called me a fucking bitch.
Jason talked to Rose.
Yes. Almost got it.
So close. So,
but it doesn't matter because y'all fly like an eagle.
And I will lift you up on eagle's wings. The only tuneful Catholic hymn, really.
No, not the other. There's a few more. I would say there's like probably five. But Jarvis says, be not afraid. That's a good one. Jarvis says.
Yeah, but that's almost liturgical.
I love that song. It makes me cry. Jarvis basically says, But we're, she says to Rose, we're both eagles. Eagles fly alone and birds fly in flocks.
And we had to ask Siri, eagles or birds, right? Just checking.
Because Poodle said, eagles are raptors. And I went, are they? But I think they're birds. Turned out we asked, actually, Alexa.
They are both.
They are birds and they are raptors, according to Alexa. But still, as Poodle says, eagles are still birds, though. So it should have been
swallows fly in flocks.
Yes.
Eagles fly alone.
Yes.
I don't know if you, I think it's okay to be called a swallow, though.
Still, though, I said,
I don't know why I think this way.
Eagles turn on each other.
That's true.
So maybe that's some foreshadowing.
So we're at the party.
Not the pizza party.
No.
That's done. Y'all, it's an opening party.
The opening
party. You know what happens at opening parties.
People get confronted.
Yeah.
And they go off in groups.
Yeah.
And then people look at each other from across the room.
Again.
And people get snubbed.
Just like Sailing Sunset, this show could be called, what's the title you said?
I don't know. Give me a hint.
Conversations in...
Oh, no. Sailing Sunset, I call people having conversations about other people... No, sorry. People having conversations about conversations they have with other people in houses that aren't theirs.
So I think that would apply for this too,
yes,
as well.
Yes, it kind of is.
Yeah, okay. Just making sure. So,
people having conversations about conversations they have with other people in houses that aren't theirs.
Too tight, too long, so they just went with Selling Sunset and
exactly.
Selling OC.
It took too long to say.
Took too long to say.
Yes.
So Gio is there with his wife, Tiffany. This is important to remember. She just looks like a blonde housewife.
Yeah.
She looks just unhappy, bless her.
And when Tiffany says hi, or Tiffany kind of is next to Alex Hall, she kind of turns and goes, Alex Hall goes, hi. And then there's just nothing.
We were of two different minds on this because it comes back in episode two, y'all. But basically... Who did the snubbing?
Who snubbed who?
You
who
felt
made
like
it uncomfortable?
Tiffany snubbed Alex Hall. I felt more like Alex didn't snub her, but felt awkward and distant with Tiffany.
I felt like it was Tiffany didn't make an effort to do any more than that.
Yeah.
As long as like Tiffany was waiting for Alex to make a
big
deal out of it.
Both kind of said hi.
Yeah.
Kind of like when, you know, you're... I don't know when you
see a bad hookup at the grocery store.
Wow.
You go, hi, and move on.
And they go, hi. And then you kind of sit there and wait for the butcher to give you your meat.
Yeah. Because he did not give me his meat well. Better rely on the butcher. Take a number, buddy. Anyway, so that was some fucking
Ed Sullivan humor, and yep. I was here for it.
Yep, that's what you're going to get here, reality gays. We do meet Tyler's
fucking Gary Moore.
We meet Tyler's dad, who is very important in OC real estate.
Yeah.
And
legacy.
Rose is busy being awkward and
awkward
as Daisy from Below Deck Sailing at awkward. And there's this one point we do meet Lisa, Gio's mom, who kind of has had so much plastic surgery she looks like a Chinese lion at this point.
She really,
yeah,
it's
a big face. It's
yes,
like a big,
it does look like
canvas.
Those Chinese lion faces on the NDS,
yes,
the
that's exactly
yeah.
Where I'm going.
Yeah, where she just moves her head.
Thank you
back
for
and forth.
Thank you for furthering my metaphor.
No, yeah, really.
It does look like a procession.
Well, I wanted to put, it wasn't like a lion in China, an
no,
actual lion.
That's what I'm saying, a Chinese lion.
No, I know, for the Carl's wives, I'm explaining.
Oh.
It was, there is not a filler this woman has not had put
no,
in her face.
No, it's a lot of face. It's a lot of face. Whew.
She's also, well, we'll get to meet her more next episode. She's pretty great. I hope we see more of her.
We also get a confirmation.
Also, her hair is ginormous.
It's enormous.
It is. She looks like that woman from The Way Down.
Glenn. Yeah.
Her hair is like that blonde and that high.
Yes.
Hi, my name's Glenn Champion.
Gwen.
Gwen. Gwen. Gwen Bird. No, what's her last name?
Shamblin.
Gwen Shamblin.
Not Gwen Verdon.
No. Gwen Verdon was Bob Fosse's wife.
Yeah, I watched Fosse Verdon.
Yeah, glad that took. So Sean is talking to Rose and basically saying, Rose, like, you went dark on me because everyone here, you went to the other side. You, like, got clicky with everybody else. And he's like, I don't want negative energy in that place.
Y'all, Sean likes to do meditation and for you to spit on him.
Yep, exactly.
That's Sean in a gay
shell. Spit in my mouth.
Yep. That is Sean in a gay shell.
So, basically, later on, Alex kind of comes up and says, what do you mean? Is there negativity vibes on your part? To Rose. And then they're like, Kayla's over there with Rose, too.
And yeah, Kayla walks. She's like, I wish we could have resolved it, but nothing happened. You never call me. And Rose said, I had no reason to call you. And she was like,
I was used and abused.
And Kayla was like, bitch, you called me a fucking bitch. And she
I
was
will
like,
never call you anything besides your name.
Yeah, that's what
Which
Kayla
was a strange
said.
Thing to say.
I won't call you by anything but your name.
Wow, I think that was, I don't even know his last name. Yeah. Wow. Anyway.
Started out, hey, sweetie, where are you from? Then she called me a bitch, and I said, I'm done.
That worked. And Rose basically says, so sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I was drinking, and I should not have done that.
They split up. They were all in a group, and finally, Kayla's like, or Sean's like,
let's go talk.
So y'all go talk on your own.
I don't need the negativity.
They go talk on their own, and that's where Kayla's. And Rose actually says, you know what? I shouldn't have called you that. I apologize.
So, y'all, it's obvious through this first episode that it's going to be Jarvis and Rose against everybody else and starting shit in the office.
But we see, like, on teasers for this year, like, there could be some drama, and this is why I brought this up, could be some drama of them trying to say that Alex Hall is two-faced against Kayla. Y'all, because there's always, because Brandy is the kind of like, I guess Brandy is almost more of the Maya. Because Brandy is kind of like,
she's trying to stay out of the drama.
She's like, I'm staying out of the drama. Like, this is some like shit I don't want to deal with.
Kayla is dead into it.
Kayla is somebody who talks about being respected.
Yes.
That's all you need to know.
You called me a fucking bitch.
It's going to be good.
Honey, I guarantee you worse people have called, things that people have called you worse.
It's true. I'd be so lucky for someone just to call me a bitch.
Oh, I have.
That's the show, everybody.
That's the show.
That's selling. Again, that's the, you know, we're going to call these, hopefully not a lot. From now on, when we fuck it up and we
didn't
record.
That's the show, again.
We're going to say, this was a Reality Gaze Rewind.
We've only done that a couple of times.
Once. We've only done it one time. Ugh. Knock on wood.
Ugh. So,
go to Reality Gays podcast. This show was on the free feed. So this was, everybody got to hear this on our regular feed. However, this show is on the $5 tier of our Patreon.
The rest of the episodes will be on the $5 tier.
The rest of the episodes are going to be on the $5. So if you're into this show, hell, they're all going to be got one, pay $5 one month, and then you can just binge it all and then you can quit. It's a coffee at Starbucks.
Amen.
Amen. And you get pre-sale access to our live show tour. So,
which
has already gone on
which
sale.
Which has already gone on sale.
So you didn't get access this time, but you will next time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? That's it. We really need someone named, like Darla, who just sits in the corner and says, no, that's
this
not
is when
the timetable. No, Doreen.
Doreen.
We need a Doreen.
We do need a Doreen.
She's a continuity person.
We needed a continuity person.
Well, that's what we need. All right, everybody. Go to our Instagram, though. That's where you can see our memes. That's where you can find out basically all of our information about us.
Find us on TikTok at Reality Gays.
Yes. And
the new viral sensations.
Yes. And don't find us anywhere else.
No. And Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Reality Gays Pod.
All right, everybody. We're excited to jump into this. We'll see you next time. But remember, go about your day and
be you're a bad bitch.
You're a bad bitch.
I sell houses.
Sell them yourself.
Bad girl boss drip. Bad girl boss drip.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.